Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, we have such a good show for you today. We talked about so much stuff. We talked about how I'm taking all my kids to the gym.
Yes.
We talked about Stephanie's how hard it is to get out of websites.
Yes. And you told a story about Albie going to her first big party.
Yes, I sure did. But first, do you own or rent your home?
I sure do.
I bet it can be hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. And now on with the show.
Made a decision. I'll face the sunny side head on. I had a vision of what it might be like.
What's up, everybody? It's For Crying Out Loud, and it's our Friday episode.
Friday.
Stephanie doing her Friday dance.
I'm so excited. First of all, this is going to sound crazy because this is our job. Yeah. I look forward to it all week.
Me too.
Stuff happens and I'm like.
Right. Me too.
Oh, and I just reminded myself by looking at my phone for once because it lit up. I just reminded myself of something that I have to talk about that'll be funny.
Oh, good.
But before that, there's so much.
Yes, all of a sudden
like
an avalanche
2 seconds ago,
shit.
There was nothing. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, I got a lot. I've got a lot to go over.
As soon as the mics, this heat up, that's it. Like, it's on. Our brain starts moving.
But let's say hi to our beautiful $25 a month subscribers. And that would be Randy Mae Ames.
She's got way too many names.
Yeah, or just enough.
It depends on how you want to look at life.
Liz Sassiel Sasser, love that lady. She's in my writing group. And by the way, when you're listening to this, if you want to be in my next writing workshop, then it starts August 10th. I'm taking a couple weeks off, but Liz L. Sasser Sassy's in it, and she can tell you it's
good.
Fun.
Good.
Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell, love those ladies.
Oh, yeah, those two.
Mm-hmm. Jenny Shelton and Jenny Falls.
Two Jennies from the block.
Sarah Stefano, she's your paisano. Leslie, why cough? It's, well, because of the Delta variant. That's
right.
Why. Aaron Land, ho. Amy Zacunt. Michelle McKibben. Hope your kids aren't listening because Michelle McKibben, that sounds dirty. Kelly Brandt, she's your aunt.
She is.
Like it.
Yeah, like it or not.
Rebecca Lubin is so cute. What a pinch of your little butt.
Adam Sandler said so.
Eshan Vajpay.
Brown chicken brown hair.
Stephanie.
Stinker Rinker.
Missy and Gabby. Come on.
Get your shit together.
Really. You guys are a whole mess. Colleen Skater Girl. Krista, get the strap. Hero. Hero is a hero and a Yamashita.
Uh-huh.
And Kelly Luther Vandross. Valerie hits it out of the park every time. Carrie.
She's so berry bitchy.
Mm-hmm. Dina Ramirez.
Heart emoji. Heart emoji. What do you want from me, emoji?
Polly Pancakes. Athena Ginchard. And Elizabeth Williamson. Give me one of them kids. Oh, that's fun.
Yes, that is fun. You know what? Kaylin, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
One thing, though, before we talk to you about some stuff. Did you notice, because you're in charge of the cleaning around here, did you notice like a big, roller skate, or like marks that went all
scuff
the way?
Scuff
marks going from the lobby all the way to the back?
They've been here for a long time.
I don't know
exactly when they formed, but I have.
Oh, they came from me the other night, though. I was roller skating it up in here.
Well, I must be talking about a more serious one because I remember seeing
there's a lot of it. Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff that comes through this building that needs to be like wheeled all the way around into the back. So
right,
it's gotten
okay,
stuffed,
good.
And it usually kind of just fixes itself.
Yeah,
so.
It does. But like I was rolling because there's linoleum floors and then concrete floors in this building, and I had roller skates with me on Wednesday when I came to do my meeting Wednesday night. And I just put them on and I just started roller skating around. I was like, I really want to roller skate and I don't have anywhere to roller skate.
Uh-huh.
You know, at home there's like hills and, you know, So I brought, I don't know, they were in my car. Natalia put them in my car. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to put these on and start roller skating and break them in. And I and then I did. And then I after I was done, I looked at the floors and I just see all this like scuff marks. And I'm going, oh, fuck, what did I do to these floors? But anyway, since it was Kaylin's job to clean around here, that's his job now to clean that shit up. But yeah, you're right.
It looks very clean in here today, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I did. Sparkle. I came in yesterday and I cleaned the hell out of it.
Ooh, wow. On a Sunday. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Well, it's coming in anyway. But
okay. Yeah. So what's up, Kaylin? How you doing?
What's going on? I'm good. You asked me how my weekend was on the Tuesday show.
Yeah.
And I told you about my Quentin Tarantino book I've been reading on Friday. And then that just trailed off into its own thing. But I just also wanted to say that on Saturday, me and Amy took the girls to the beach.
Aww. How was that?
It was very...
Was it a nightmare? Be honest. Be honest with our audience.
It was... getting ready was a lot. I thought it was going to be a little easier than it was, but getting ready was a little hectic.
I thought it was a little easier. Love Kaylin. He's so precious, isn't he?
He's adorable.
So, just for reference, adorable. My... oldest is she just turned 2 and my youngest is going to be 1 in August. So that's who we're taking to the beach. So yeah, the prep was a lot.
Yeah.
But we got it done. We went and picked up like some pokey to take to the beach.
Nice.
Got
pokey.
There. Yeah, I've
pokey
been...
is not a beach food, Kaylin. First of all,
hold
are
on.
You out of your
hold
fucking
on.
Mind? It's sticky.
Guys,
attract sand.
I for some reason have been very it's not pokey, it's a pokey burrito.
Oh.
That's my thing I've been obsessed with lately, or poke burritos. So yes, it's a poke, but it's all wrapped up in a seaweed rice
Ooh.
Burrito.
Okay, that belongs Ooh. On the beach.
Yes,
I'm with
so
you.
I was like, okay, poke burritos. So we took that over to Seal Beach, which I had never been to before.
Mm-hmm.
Great beach.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a ton of fun.
So when you got
it
there?
Was like our first official like beach day.
Oh,
like,
that's
like
so cute.
Yeah, like I had been to the beach before, but it was just kind of like... You know, we were just passing by or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like our first official beach day. And it was just so funny to see how opposite the two were when it came to the water.
Ah.
So I was like, I'm going in the water. I'm swimming around. It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Isla is afraid of the water. Tried to go in, too cold, kept like running in and running out.
Uh-huh.
And my youngest Blake loved it.
Really?
Absolutely loved it. Yeah. She loved splashing in it and playing in it. And I, like, picked her up, and I went out, like, pretty deep, so where the water would come in, and then I'd dunk her down, so, like, we were both swimming.
Uh-huh.
And she was, like, really cold, like, her, like, her little lip was quivering,
yeah.
But she loved, she kept laughing and smiling.
Oh,
and,
that's so cute!
It was just super funny to see how opposite they were when it came to that.
Right, interesting.
And that was fun.
That's so cute.
Our beach day.
Aww, picture Kaylin with his little baby in the water. Oh, little lip quivering.
I know. I think I'm trying to think if I've ever actually enjoyed the beach with young kids.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking I didn't.
No, mm-mm.
It was too hard.
You know, it was like we didn't bring a very big blanket. It was essentially like two beach towels, average size ones between the four of us.
Uh-huh.
And at one point, I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Like, it's the sand. It's going to get everywhere.
Right.
And once I stopped caring about it, then I was like, this is a lot easier. When I just
when
sit on the sand,
care.
Fuck it, it's going to get everywhere.
Yes.
Then it became just so much easier to just relax about that aspect.
Wendy came with me from, like, one of my first times taking the kids to the beach because she loves the ocean. She loves the beach. And I was like, this sounds like a bad idea. And she's like, come on, I have 5 kids. Let's go. We can do this, you know.
Uh-huh.
I was like, all right. Like the two of us on like a Wednesday drove down there and they were like, I don't know, 6 months old or something.
Oh, God, no.
I know. They were young, but she wanted to put their feet in the sand. She wanted to be there the first time they had their feet in the sand and touch the water.
But
and,
by the way, they're not walking at 6 months,
know.
So they're luggage
right,
at that
they're
point.
Luggage.
So you have to find a place to put them down.
Exactly. But it was fun. I mean, it was okay. But, you know, you got to bring the diapers and the bottles and the this and the that,
oh,
and the
yeah.
sunscreen and the umbrellas. But that all sounds like a huge pain in the ass to me.
We've talked about this. You need like a steamer trunk full of stuff. And that's not it. And who's going to carry all that stuff if you try to do it?
It's too much. It's like the risk outweighs the reward.
You need a cooler. You know, nowadays when I go, we eat first.
Right.
This is the genius thing. You think it's going to be like the movies where you need snacks.
Yeah, I know.
Like, but no, there's no reason to have any food on the beach at any point.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, unless you're really just going to be sitting there for 6 hours, and that's what the snack stands are for.
Yes, exactly.
You know? Mm-hmm. Or you should have all snacks that are not – you know what you always think is a good idea? Like sliced watermelon.
Right.
Horrible idea. Unless you love sandy watermelon.
Right. We had sliced watermelon.
You did?
Because it seems like a great idea. But you're sitting there. There's no way you're not getting sand on your hands.
Exactly. And then you put your hand in the bag to get a watermelon piece, and it gets – the sand gets all over.
Crunch.
I know. Did that happen to you, Kaylin?
You know what? I didn't eat the watermelon. That's Isla's bag. She's
– smart.
Yeah. I don't think it did, because once she has something, she just goes at it. Like, that's her focus 100%. Mm-hmm. So she got it, she ate her fill, and then we put it away, and
that was
just fine.
That's good. Yeah, and then sandwiches, same thing.
Sandwiches, that's just terrible.
I know.
Yeah. No, what you do, okay, this is my advice. You get everybody all fed, or you drive through like McDonald's or whatever on the way there.
Yeah.
We've done Taco Bell, like literally blocks from the beach. You order all your Taco Bell, you eat it in the parking lot.
Right.
As soon as you're done, you're on the beach.
You're free to go to the beach and have fun. You're not starving.
Right.
Yes. Well, that's why they have the McDonald's drive through right as you get off the freeway and get onto the canyon that takes you. That's why they have all those drive throughs. That's right.
Exactly.
They did it for moms like us.
Yes.
Like, feed the kids on your way to the beach.
Yeah. Then you can be on the beach. And even if you're there for like 5 hours, which you're not going to be.
Right.
What is there to do on the beach? I know. Now that you're not eating.
Right.
Go play in the waves for a while. You know, then you're going to be ready to go. Then if you've worked up an appetite from laying on the beach, getting sun, then you go to the drive-thru on your way back out too.
Right. That's it.
What happened?
Kaylin, you're becoming a big hit online, by the way.
That's what I hear.
Yeah. People like when you pipe up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, because, you know, I get mentioned every once in a while in our Facebook group, which is very active and fun. Mm-hmm. But I'm also a part of our Water Cooler Facebook group, which is the show that me and Laxmana and producer Gary and Matt do. It's like the Adam's Behind the Scenes show. Mm-hmm. That has its own private Facebook group that's also very active. And on top of that, I have like a separate profile of Adam. So if I need to, I can manage that Facebook. So my notifications, whenever I log on to Facebook, which is only for work to check on stuff, is like 20 or 30 long. It is very difficult navigating like when I mentioned or when someone asked me something or any of that. So again, if any of you listeners have tried to tag me on posts and I haven't answered, I get a little overwhelmed with all of my notifications, and it's been
like
tough
to
navigate.
Kaylin's like an old dad that hasn't used Facebook, learning how to navigate Facebook.
I don't use Facebook.
Yeah, I don't either.
He's like, I'm from England. I don't know about your social media.
Right. Remember when I didn't know how to use Facebook and I'd ask you all the time?
And you took every friend request and suddenly you had like 4,000 friends. You're like, I don't really know
who are these people
that are in my feed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, because you're not supposed to
accept everybody's friend request.
I had that on Instagram when I first joined Instagram. I had all these people, I guess, I don't know if it was requesting. I don't know how it worked, but friend requesting. So I accepted everybody. And so my feed, especially on Instagram, because it's not people's names.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just my feed was just full of really random people with random name, not even a name that I recognized.
Right.
And pictures of their kids or their lunch or whatever. And I'm like, I have no, that's why it took me years to even care about Instagram. Because I'm like, why am I looking at random pictures of the beach, of a clock, of like a desk, and a name I don't even recognize? I don't know who you are.
Yeah, I know. So when I started Instagram, I made sure that that wasn't going to happen, because I was like, okay, I'm only following. Then I go fall off Instagram. You know, I'm not on social media every day.
Right.
And so then I fall off of Instagram, and then I go back, oh, let's see what's doing. And I'm following people I don't know again. I don't know how that happens.
Yeah.
Does it make you follow people you don't? I don't know. Or I get a ton of ads because I bought a makeup mascara. Right. So I was like, hey, but how about this mascara? Or how about this lipstick? Oh, you must like, you know, makeup. It's, you know, our boyfriend, Al, trying to tell me what I should buy.
I know.
You know, hey,
know.
You might like this.
Algorithm can hear you.
I know.
Talk.
Right now. It's listening.
Yeah. Yeah, so if I start talking about something, I'm going to see ads on my phone.
I wish Al would show his face.
Show us your face.
We talked
show
about
yourself.
Our boyfriend algorithm, how he listens to us, and he gives us suggestions of things that we might like.
That we will like. That we would like. Because we've been proven to like it.
Right.
You order a bra, you're going to start getting ads for a very similar bra, and you're going to be like, well, I like the one I just got, right. So I guess I'm going to like this one, too. This is the same idea.
Exactly.
I hate it when you literally buy something, though, and then you get a ton more ads from the same company.
Right.
You're like, dude, I just bought it. Mm-hmm. I just bought it 10 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Let me receive the product first to see if I like it before you start pushing for more.
Or you know what I hate? I get the emails now. And it's like, oh, this underwear company's got a special this week. And, oh, I'm like, I already did my shopping. I'm not going to go back again and buy more shit. Like every single time when I check out of these things, it says, I always look for that check mark, you know, do you want to get newsletters? I always uncheck it.
Me too.
But yet I still magically get it.
Me too.
I don't get that.
Also, you know what really gets me is you can't unsubscribe until you get your item because you get scared. Like, I'm like, well, if I basically unsubscribe, then am I going to get notified when it's shipped?
I worry about that.
Like, what if I can't? What if there's a problem with your order, but I never know? And they're like, well, sorry, you unsubscribed.
Exactly.
Maybe you shouldn't have unsubscribed then.
That's what I always feel like. Like, oh, I'm going to get screwed. So I'm going to have to get my shit first and then I'll unsubscribe. And then that never happens. You know.
You know what I hate too is the companies. Okay. So I was doing Ipsy.
Mm-hmm.
You know Ipsy? It's the subscription box.
Right.
Excuse me. For makeup products and whatever. So I got it for Sadie and Elby for the holidays, for Christmas.
Good idea.
And so they've been getting it all this time. But, you know, that stuff starts to like add up.
I know.
They loved it and they look forward to getting it. But they have like this huge drawer full of like little sample size makeup things they don't use. So I went to go cancel it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, do they make it? It's like a maze.
I hate that.
I was like, okay, I want to cancel. So you go into your membership, and then it's like, well, it's in these – I go membership, and then I go your account, and then it says there's a thing where you can pause your membership but not cancel.
Right.
So then I was like, well, it's the only thing I could find was pausing it for 3 months. So mm-hmm. I was like, well, I guess I could pause it for 3 months and then pause it for 3 months again. But – you know when it gets close to the day that they're going to automatically resubscribe you, I'm going to have forgotten about it.
Oh, of course.
Right?
You so pause I was like, it and you think all your worries and your troubles are gone and you don't have to worry about it again. Right.
Until you start getting the bill.
Until you start getting it.
And it's not even that it's that expensive. It's just that it bugs me when I get the notification that I've been charged for it. And I'm like, these kids don't need any more fucking sample size makeup.
Why don't they send an email that says, hey, we're going to be shipping this month, do you want to, you know, they should send some kind
but
of,
they don't want, they you, don't to want cancel. You to cancel. No, they want to make it really, really hard so that you just go like, I'm exhausted.
I know. I've
had a
up.
Long day. Fine. I'll just pause it. And then they're like, haha, you're going to forget about this.
Yes.
But I was on a mission. Once I got it into my head, I was like, nope, I want to cancel. Uh-huh. So then I was like, do I go to their live chat help? Mm-hmm. Well, I tried that. I was like, I just want to cancel. But you can't get them on the chat. It's like they're reading. It's like Al. It's like Al told them.
Right.
No, this bitch is going to try to cancel. Don't answer. They're like, who's? Oh, Stephanie's trying
to
call
her. Yeah,
Al's like, don't answer.
Right,
answer. She was fishing around looking for cancel. She typed in cancel.
Yes.
In the search. Don't respond. So I'm like, okay, I can't get help on this. And then I finally see. Do you want help stopping your membership? I'm like, yes, I found the location where that was.
Right.
But I'm telling you, it was buried. So I go, okay, yes, I want help canceling. So you hit that. Then it takes you to this other page, which you know these things where mm-hmm. they're like, hey, how about just pausing it? I'm like, no, we already went through that.
Yeah.
No. They're like, well, how about we just send you different products? I'm like, no. And then in teeny tiny letters that you need to have like special readers to see.
Yes, that I can't see. Right.
They're like, do you really want to continue on to cancel your membership? But it's in, it's almost in gray.
Right.
Right. It's so not in the really, black anymore. Yeah, you can't, everything else is in big, bold.
Right.
Like, just click here or we'll just pause you for a month.
Right.
So I click on the continue on, and then you're going to love this. Then they go, okay, all right, we're going to cancel your membership. But guess what? You're going to have to click a link in your email before that's taken
so
care
fast.
Of. Right. So then you go to your email. They make you freaking sign back in again.
A fuck.
And by then, you know you've forgotten your password,
oh,
which you just
right.
had to change
yes.
because they make it like this Byzantine crazy.
Right.
So you just
yes.
changed your password, but you didn't write it down.
Right.
So now you're like, do I have to change my password again to cancel? They are trying to exhaust you like a marathon.
You're just mentally spent.
Yes.
I know.
And then I had to do it again under a different email account for the other kid because you can't have multiple accounts under mm-hmm. the same email. So
right.
I had to have one under one email. What? So I had to go through the whole process again, and I couldn't find it again because it was so hard. Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
With that.
No, I agree. And you know what else I have an issue with is I get the email that says iTunes just charged you for an app that your kid uses and that your kid doesn't use.
Yes.
And has been like, he signed up to it when he was like in sixth grade.
Yes.
And I know he doesn't use it anymore, but like, how do I, you can't.
You can't.
What do you, you got to go
give
get
it up.
His phone.
Just get a second job.
Yeah. Just get, right?
You're not getting,
no.
you're not getting rid of those.
No, you're being held hostage.
I had one that was charging us every week. Called Smule or
Smule. I have the same thing. It's
yeah.
some karaoke thing or
yes!
something.
Yes.
Yes.
I have the same.
Charging us weekly $7 a week.
I tried.
For years. Like, how do you unsubscribe?
Don't know.
Still don't know.
Don't know. You're going to have to like sell Mary Kay or something.
I know on the side.
But you know what's not a pain?
Let's do an ad so I can
helpful.
Get some money in my pocket.
I'm going to tell you something that is one of our new sponsors, which is a great
yes, it is.
Thing that I personally
Me
can
too.
Vouch for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called GoodRx.
Yeah.
So I don't even – I'm thinking of not even reading the paper because have you ever had a prescription that has cost you $1 million
uh-huh.
even if you have insurance and you're like, oh, my God, I can't even afford this medication?
Yep.
GoodRx is a service that everyone can use that will help you find the lowest price on medications.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so easy to use. You just literally look it up. It's free.
Yeah.
You put in GoodRx and then you put in the medication that you're looking
yes.
for and they will get you the lowest price. It's like a coupon.
Yeah, and
service.
It's the number one most downloaded medical app. And it's so simple. You just go to the iTunes store, you download it, and there you have it. And it's free. So
absolutely. Yes. It's a medical app. It's like I said, it's free and easy to use. Most of the time, many times it's cheaper than using your actual insurance copay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So you should always look on GoodRx Absolutely. Before you buy any medication.
Yeah, I agree. I use it, too. It's awesome. Yeah. I
There's
mean,
been times where I've been literally crying about how much something's going to cost. And then I'm reminded,
right.
oh, yeah, let me put it into GoodRx. And then I'm like, oh,
right.
it's actually affordable if you
right.
use this service. So start saving up to 80% on your prescriptions today. Go to GoodRx.com/FCOL. That gives us the credit for it,
mm-hmm.
Even though it's totally free. GoodRx.com/FCOL. GoodRx.com/FCOL. GoodRx is not insurance, but it can be used instead of insurance. In 2020, GoodRx users received an average savings of over 70% of retail prices.
Nice. And let's talk about Flex.
Mm-hmm.
Flex is an innovating period care is what it is. Products that are body safe, made for comfort, and made to keep you moving. Natalia uses these when she's – especially during tournaments where she's not going to be able to run to the bathroom right away.
Right.
And they have two. They have the Flex Disc, which is a one-time use, and it fits perfectly inside your body, can be worn up to 12 hours and hold as much flow as 3 super tampons. And then to help our planet, they have the Flex Cup, which is a reusable menstrual cup that actually Cosmo rated number one. And it's a cup that fits, again, in your body, and you can remove it easily and use it. And it's easy to use, simple. Natalia did it, no problem. She's a teenager. And it helps with cramps. too. It helped her with the with her cramps. So say goodbye to cramps and put sex back on the table, not for Natalia, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/FCOL. Use the code FCOL for 20% off Flex Disc Starter Kits or 10% off your first Flex Cup, plus free shipping, free U.S. shipping. That's code FCOL at flexfits.com/FCOL. Go try it.
Hey, so I have some exciting news.
Yeah.
So I went back to the gym. Did I tell you that? You did too?
I went back to the gym too.
Oh my God.
That's crazy.
I know. So I found out through the gym. First of all, I usually don't weigh myself, Lynette, because I just, you know, part of my like addictive nature, I don't want to start obsessing about the numbers on the scale. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know what? I need to see the COVID damage for myself just so I know what I'm working with here.
Right.
And I'm not going to go crazy. I'm just going to – I know I've gained a lot of weight because my clothes don't fit. As I mm-hmm. told you, my underwear is too tight. Everything's too tight. So I know that intellectually, but I try not to think about it.
Yeah.
And look at my – I try not to look in the mirror.
Right.
So I weighed myself at the gym and I've gained like 16 pounds during COVID, which is a like – okay.
Yeah.
All right. I know where we're starting from. It's right. Okay. I didn't like lose my mind. I didn't cry. I was just like, yeah, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
But it motivated me. I was like, okay, so I'm going to start going to the gym. So then now LB last year wanted to go to the gym. Like pre-COVID, she was finishing up with basketball. She mm-hmm. wanted to start working out.
Right.
This kid's crazy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no. Do you remember this? I told her you can't join a gym because you already do basketball practice like 5 times a week. Kid didn't even have her period at that point. Yeah. I was like, no, you have too much exercise.
Right, right.
I'll go to the gym for you.
Yeah.
But then she was like, well, what about when I'm done with basketball? Like I won't be doing anything. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, we'll talk about it then. And then I believe like COVID hit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So anyway, LB was like, I really want to join a gym too. So I was like, well, while I'm here, let me look into a membership for her. Uh-huh. And spur of the moment, I got her a membership. While I was doing that, I was like, how old do you have to be to go to the gym? And they said, I think it was like 12.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, can I get a pass for like Sadie and Xander?
Mm-hmm.
So I got them passes to try it out. And at first I was thinking, they're too young to go to the gym. That's mm-hmm. ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was thinking, I think you're going to be with me on this. So Sadie and Xander don't get any exercise ever. They lay in bed all day long.
Mm-hmm.
They are completely inactive.
Mm-hmm.
They scroll through TikTok. That's like what us 50-year people
exactly.
call it.
Exactly.
They scroll through the TikTok.
Yes.
What if I just always called it that and you never corrected me?
No, that would be great.
They scroll through TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, you know, you have these like lofty goals as a parent where you're like, I want my, now Natalia doesn't have this issue at all. And Sunny does a lot of walks,
mm-hmm.
but my kids don't do anything. They're not doing any sports.
Yeah.
And I'm like, they're going to atrophy all their muscles. Right. And plus just mental health wise, it's good to get exercise. So I was thinking, well, and John was saying that Sadie wanted to do kickboxing. But like a kickboxing gym, those memberships are really expensive.
Right.
So I asked at my gym if there's kickboxing classes.
There you go.
There's also Zumba. There's cycling.
Mm-hmm.
So then
what I gym so can we, I ask?
LA Fitness.
Okay.
So then we took – basically John has had a membership for years. So John was like, I'll take Xander to go work out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been great. We've already gone twice
as
a whole family.
Oh, that's so cool.
And the kids worked out. Sadie loved it.
Uh-huh.
We went around and did like
– all the stuff. The
weights,
machines.
The training. They walked the treadmill.
Right.
And they were into it. So I'm seriously considering doing a membership for Sadie and Xander. So LB already has a membership. She's totally into it.
Right.
I'm like, are we going to be that family that's like healthy? I haven't decided because I want to make sure the kids don't lose interest.
Yeah.
And I want to make sure it doesn't seem abusive to be like having my 13-year-olds work out.
No. No.
Is that weird?
No. Well, I just wanted to chime in and say that my dad used to go to the gym all the time. And when I was about 12 or 13, he said to me, you're coming to the gym.
Mm.
And I was even like you know, like, I don't want to go to the gym. He goes, you're going to the gym.
Right.
And so I used to go to the gym with him all the time and play racquetball. And I hated it, like, the first couple times. Mm-hmm. And I think I, like, almost cried once. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it instilled, like, a gym mentality in me through the rest of the year. Yes. I started loving it. Oh. I used to go all the time. I'd go by myself. Uh-huh. So... I don't think you're being that's what got me like into going to the gym was that him making me go a couple times.
Yes, I agree. And I think because my mom made me go all the time too to Jack LaLanne Health Spa, Jack LaLanne Health Spa. And so I would go and again, like Kay, like, ugh, why do I have to go? And then I started liking it and then it stuck with me like, I'd like to go to the gym. And as I got older, of course, like I wanted to look good and exercise and whatever. And so it did instill that gym mentality.
But what stuff did you do at the gym when you were that age?
I don't think they had like the treadmills. Maybe they did. I just remember doing like weights and stuff and some like aerobicize class. Like I did a lot of aerobicizing, you know?
Yeah.
And so, and then my mom came up with defensercise. And so she would teach these defensercise classes. But I like doing like the dancing stuff and for the cardio, the jazz. They had all those classes.
Yeah.
And I loved it. So that's what I was attracted to. And then when I got in my 20s, I got myself a gym membership and I would go, you know, like before work, after work, whatever. I was always – I always went – there was always a period in my life where I was going to the gym, you know. So – I think it's a great thing.
I'm kind of thinking it's a good investment.
It is a good investment.
I mean, I'm leaning way towards Sadie and Xander doing it because they need it more than Elby.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think it will help with their mental.
Right.
Their mental health.
Yes.
Like
absolutely.
Because kids need exercise. Yeah. And in the old days, they played outside and they did stuff and they walked places and my kids just don't. Well, first of all, it's really hot. They would walk. But it's like they could go to the park and Xander would do stuff like he goes skateboarding. And but how much exercise is that really to go out for 20 minutes and skateboard and it's really hot and then he comes back in.
Right.
But he loved it.
Yeah. No, I think they will.
Yeah, he got to work and it was bonding with John. Like they went around and did the machines together and John was like, oh my gosh, Xander's got really good form.
Right.
You know, and it might give him a little self-esteem.
Absolutely. I think it's all good. Good for you, Stephanie. You're the family that goes to the gym.
I know.
That's awesome. I love that, though. That's a great thing.
Oh, my God. Elby was getting so embarrassed, though, because I was like, the guy who checked us in for the first time was cute.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, not for me, but, like, kind of young, cute guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I waited. Mm-hmm. I didn't do anything embarrassing, like, at the time. But way later, we were doing something far, far away, and I was like, you know that guy that checked us in? And Elby's like, yeah. I'm like, he was kind of cute. And Elby's like, Mom, no.
Why do they hate that so much? I hate that they hate that.
Oh, they hate
when
it.
When you spot a guy and go, oh, he's cute. Oh, don't say that. Ugh.
I was like, he had nice eyes. And I'm sure in her defense, he was probably in his 20s, you know.
Right.
But still. And then we saw a friend of Elby's from high school.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not from high school, from like middle school,
mm-hmm.
goes to a different high school. And then we came home later and it was the first time we went, Elby didn't come with us. So me and Zadie and Xander were like, oh, we saw, I'm not going to say who it was.
Right.
But I was like, we saw, you know, Ted.
What's a Ted?
And she's like, oh, really? And I'm like, yeah, he had a glow up. Like, and then she was really annoyed. She was like, no, he didn't, Mom.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Oh, that's the other thing. Like these boys that I've known since second grade and they play basketball with Sonny. Sonny had the fight the other night at our house and invited these guys. Like, you know, and now I see them and they're like little men.
Right.
They got facial hair and everything. And I was like, I knew that Jack kid was going to be something. I knew it. He's got the perfect, like, he's got the eyes, the skin color. He's got the swag. Like, it's like, he's perfect. Like, I know he's going to be a beautiful man. And he's turning into this beautiful young man.
Yeah.
And I tell Natalia and her friends are laughing. And Natalia's going, stop it, please stop. this is gross. This is weird. I go, it's not weird. I know what I see. Like, I see a pretty girl. I see a good-looking guy. Kid's going to be a good-looking guy when he gets older.
Oh, yeah.
He's turning into – he's blossoming.
There was one of in Elby's elementary school, mm-hmm. like, fourth grade. I was like, that kid is super hot. Yeah. And Elby was like, Mom, that's disgusting. I'm like – I'm not a pedophile. I'm
right,
just saying.
Right.
He's a really cute kid.
Yes.
I was like, that kid is going to be dreamy when he gets older.
Right.
And sure enough, he's 16.
Yeah.
Every single friend of Elby's is madly in love with this kid. Mm-hmm. He's gorgeous, looks like a movie star. And I'm mm-hmm. like, Elby, what did I say? Mm-hmm. I called it fourth grade.
Don't you want to be like the
and
right?
You thought there was something wrong with me.
Right. That's me, too.
She was like, Mom, it was weird that you would talk about him being cute in fourth grade. And I'm like, and she goes, and you didn't mean cute like a little kid. You meant he's like a cute guy. And I'm like, yeah, well, he was.
And he's growing into it. I know. And I want to be, I was like, come on, high five. Like, give me some credit. Like, at least your mom can spot a good looking guy.
I know. You could have gotten in on that early.
Yes.
You didn't trust me.
Right.
Now are you going to trust me?
Right. And it was like the first kid Natalia danced with at the cotillion that they went to in that second. And I was like, I'm telling you, that kid. And I have video of it, too. And she's like, oh, my God. And now he's like Mr. Popular. Everybody loves him. And I'm like, yep, I called it. There's like two or three of them, by the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I want credit for that shit.
I know. LB doesn't want to talk to me about anybody being what they look like. Anybody being cute. She does not want to share that information with
me. Right.
Oh my God, I forgot another thing I meant to tell you.
Yeah. I have something I want to ask you. I wanted to ask you about Allison Mack.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let's talk about Gold Peak.
Yeah, let's talk about
it. It's great stuff. Our kids love it.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard us talk about it before.
Yes.
I got a fridge stocked with Gold Peak iced tea lemonade mix.
Yep.
Sadie's obsessed with it.
Yeah.
She will text me if I'm at the store and just go, don't forget the Gold Peak. They call it by name. And I'm in trouble if I come home without it.
Yeah.
The other day they were out of the lemonade iced tea, so I got the Georgia Peach.
That's what Natalia likes. She takes it with her to the gym and when she goes to work out. Yeah, she loves it.
So she's going to the gym too.
Well, I mean the dojo.
Oh, okay.
That's another one.
Yeah.
She's just.
Well, I understand because Gold Peak Real Brew Tea is as refreshing as it gets. They've got flavors like zero sugar. They have sweet. They have unsweet. They have something for everyone. Mm-hmm. It's wholesome. It tastes great. You know, so don't just keep it real. Keep it real brewed.
There you go.
Is what I'm trying to say. Listen, you can get. Look for Gold Peak Real Brew Tea in its new redesigned bottle wherever you grab your groceries. Gold Peak Real Brew Tea. Stay gold.
And now let's talk about OxiClean.
You know what, Lynette?
Hmm.
My kids are kind of stinky.
Just
keeping it real.
Yeah, mine too.
So what I have to do is when I wash their clothes, I really need something that fights the odor, fights the sweat, fights those hormones, those teenage hormones. And what I use is OxiClean Odor Blasters. OxiClean Odor Blasters are like the perfect solution when your home basically starts smelling like the gym.
Uh-huh.
That's perfect. The clothes, they're on the couch, it's the socks, it's the sweatshirts that they wear for like 8 days straight.
I know that smell very well.
Till the sweatshirt could basically walk away by itself.
Right.
Yeah. So work your magic with OxiClean Odor Blasters and save. You can visit OxiCleanCoupons.com right now where a coupon is waiting just for you. These OxiClean Odor Blasters make the kids' clothes smell like new. So do it today.
Well, all right.
What are we just talking about?
Allison Mack, I wanted to ask you, and then there was something
else. Oh, and then so the Allison Mack thing, that's old news.
Right. So, but she's going to jail.
For 3 years.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I mean, yeah.
And I love that you posted. I saw that you posted, like, let's revisit.
Do you remember when that happened?
I know. And I, you know, you've told the story a couple times and I love the story. And then, but when you posted the actual like exchange.
Yeah.
It just really brought it home.
It was so me because, you know, I thought like, here's this like kind of celebrity messaging me.
Right.
What could she want? Right. Like, does she want me to accompany her to a charity event? Is she like, this woman is like big in the mommy community.
Yeah.
So like.
Yes.
No. No. She wanted me to join her cult.
That's so crazy.
I know, but I was so flattered momentarily. But you know me, I'm such a cynic that the second I was like, so is it a charity?
Right,
like,
yeah.
I'm like, I loved you in that. I know my first name is Steven. And then she's like, not exactly a charity, women's movement. Right then, I was like, I'm out.
Jeunesse. Yeah.
I was like, this, no.
No.
She's up to no good.
Right. Did you click on Jeunesse and look at it?
Well, if you remember from the exchange, she doesn't say that right away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she says, I think she says it's a women's movement and I don't respond to that. Then she texts me again and she was like, I want to meet you for coffee. If you want to, it's Jeunesse if you want to hear more about it.
Right.
Yes, I clicked on it and it looked ridiculous.
Right.
It looked like some kind of multi-level marketing scheme. And I was like, no, thanks.
Yeah.
I just never responded.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's crazy.
I know.
Could have been in a cult. Damn it.
So Elby got invited. For her first, like, high school party, basically like the kind that you see in movies,
right,
where somebody's parents go out of town
and red
solo cups, somebody gets a keg, you know, bad stuff is going on. It was in the Hollywood Hills.
Oh boy.
And it was, and LB asked me if she could go. I knew right away what it was for. And these kids, LB does lie to me sometimes, you know, not very often. But she doesn't realize it's so obvious.
Yeah.
And being a poker player, I know people's tells.
Right.
So I think she really thinks she's – what Elby does when she's lying to me is she gets more animated and friendlier. Like as if she's offering more information. So when she's offering you more information, which she's actually offering you less information.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Because
her not lying, she tells you as little as possible.
Right.
Her lying, she's like, hey, so there's this party and it's a – friend of mine, really like nice girl. Right then I'm like, I've never heard that person's name before.
Right.
It's a friend of mine. Oh, I don't question though. I just listen. I go, oh, it's a friend of yours? Yes. You remember I told you about No, you didn't tell me shit about Shanola. I'm like, She's like, yeah, well, she's having a party, but it's for this other person. And they're having it at her house. Can I go? I'm like, she's like, all this person's going, that person, everyone's going. And then it's like, there's a list and I've already been put on the list.
Oh, there's a list.
So me and my other mom friends in our little group are all like, I mean, is this a good idea? Should we be letting them go? But I was like, what are you going to do? She's going to be a junior in high school.
Yeah.
Every movie about high school, they're all going to parties. What are you going to do?
Right.
Not let your kids ever go to a party?
Know.
You got to arm them with information.
Right.
To like, don't put your drink down.
Yeah.
Don't drink. Well, first
right.
of all, I actually told Elby, if you guys listen to Patreon, you know what she's been up to.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? This would be a really good time to not drink anything at all. And she's like, Mom, I won't. I was like, because you get separated from your friends.
Yeah.
You know, you lose your phone. Like, things can happen in a different environment. You're not in some protected environment with just your friends in someone's backyard.
Right.
You're at a party.
Yeah.
Who the hell knows how you're going to get home, you know?
Right.
So anyway, she was like, I won't drink. Anyway.
Who drove them?
So they got a ride to one of their friends' houses who lives not far from the party location. And that mom drove them
to the
party because I think it was literally like a mile away.
Okay.
And then we were planning to pick her up. I think John was going to go.
Right. Okay.
He was going to be pickup person because we have a big car because it was a bunch of her friends. But anyway, they get to the party and it's one of these things where we're like, this is going to be like a party from the 80s.
Yes.
It's going to get shut down.
Yes.
Like, they
like
invited way
science.
Too many people. It went viral, totally like that, right?
Right.
Sure enough, apparently it got shut down within an hour. Like the whole thing, but it's all in the anticipation, right?
Yes.
It's all in, they're all talking about it. They all think they're putting one over on us parents.
Right.
And we're all like, we know exactly what this party is.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't, you know.
Any party in the Hollywood Hills, too, by the way. We're living in the valley. Who's your friend that lives in the Hollywood Hills?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's all Valley kids. It's all this. And we're like, this thing is getting shut down faster than you better get there early.
Yeah.
So they all go there. Mm-hmm. Within an hour, we're getting texts. Yeah.
Can you come back?
The girl's dad, like it was some girl who was not supposed to be at her house, but she was at her dad's house, but her dad thought she was at her mom's house. Like it was some convoluted story where somebody came in, found them on Life 360, and then came into the house and was like, everybody get the fuck out! Like,
oh my God, really?
And then they all had to like run out of there, and then they all Ubered it to like another person's to back to the other girl's house, and then they hung out there, their normal thing.
Really?
I was like, did you enjoy your first big
she
high school
Ubered
party
with her friends and mm-hmm. stuff? Wow.
Yeah. Personally, I think Uber, LB doesn't have an account, but I'm going to put one on her phone because mm-hmm. I think it's really important.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, LB doesn't have her license, but even once she does, I think it's good for them to have a safety, like for safety to be able to, I mean, not to Uber alone, but,
If they're all together, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. If you're there's three of you and you're stuck somewhere and you don't have a ride and the person's parents aren't answering or you're at the Burbank airport and like, right?
Right.
And your dad fell asleep.
Can you imagine?
Right? I think you should put Uber.
Yeah.
Lyft
the thing
or Uber
is if I did that, she's going to use it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
She'll just be like, oh, you don't have to take me. Oh, who's going to take you? Like the days that I'm not there at the house when it's Adam's, I can just see it already. Like, oh, I see you on Life 360. You're at the mall. Did dad take you? No, he Ubered. I can just see it. She'll take advantage of it. But I can order an Uber for her.
Right.
So, but I think I'm going to give her another year and then I'll put it on her phone. Maybe after this. Because so far, she hasn't gone to any party. Well, you know, when the time comes and she's doing more things like that. Right now, she's just this girl with the volleyball. Like the school now is doing volleyball. And they are starting up with the practices. And Natalia's, if she misses any practice, she's not going to be able to play in like the first couple games. And she does not want that to happen. She wants to be able to play like the first couple games and really get – and she just doesn't want to miss it. She just doesn't.
And she's for sure on varsity, right?
Not – we don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
But
– so have they had tryouts yet?
They've had the tryouts. They still have more tryouts. I don't know. But they are starting – I got an email from the coach that they're starting with – and here's the schedules for all the practices. And so it's just – now she's back to every day practice.
Again, every day?
I mean, pretty much every day, yeah. And then her club's going to start again. It's going to start up again in another month.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's going to do both?
Yeah, I think she's going to do both. Yeah. She definitely wants to go back to the club. She was the traveling club. So I don't know. It's going to be a lot. Maybe she won't be able to do both if she's going to be on varsity. Maybe. I don't know. But I don't know. We'll see. So it's so every day, like, I got to be here at this time. Can you pick me up at this time? And there's not a lot of carpooling because she's, you know, I mean, well, for the
what
school.
What about for the school one?
That's easy because she can just go and walk to school.
And is Olivia, I know Olivia's not doing the club
she's
one, but is she doing the school one?
She doesn't go to Natalia's school
anymore.
Yeah. She goes to an all-girls school now.
Oh.
Yeah. Some prep school. So I think she is doing it, but for her school.
Okay.
But Natalia's got a couple friends that are doing it as well at her school. So I don't know. It's just – but it is a blessing because that now that Natalia's got something like this, I think she needed – that girl needed something to focus on. Otherwise, that energy would just go into up to no good, I think.
Right.
So now that she's doing all this, she doesn't really have time to do anything else.
Right.
But it's to the point where we were on FaceTime with Anthony and his new baby. And I know – and when Auntie Wendy is there and they're all like, when are you guys going to come visit? When are you guys going to come visit?
Right.
And it's like Natalia's got this schedule. And then Natalia's like – we hung up with them and she goes, Mom, you and Sonny can just go. Like I understand if you guys go because I just can't. I can't miss anything. It's already started up. She's like, the only chance I could have gone is if we went 4th of July week. Now it's like game on, literally.
But every week, like they're not going to take any weeks off?
No, she can't miss anything. No.
Well, go with Sonny.
That's what I said.
And have her stay with Adam.
Yeah, and then she can stay with Adam. And then in November, I think her and I are going to do our girls trip
mm-hmm.
with Auntie Wendy, like just for like a 4-day week. And We're going to, I think Stand Up for Heroes is happening again.
Oh.
Yeah, with Jon Stewart, Bruce Springsteen. And so we'll get tickets, you know, hopefully I can get tickets to that. And then that can be our New York trip, you know. And I really want her to see Bruce play. I would love that.
Oh, yeah. Share that with her.
Yeah. And take her to, like, the Broadway now that he's doing his thing on Broadway.
Isn't he doing a lot of, like, goodbye tours?
He hasn't done it yet. He was supposed to. And then
I thought that was his, like, didn't he say, like, the Broadway, I'm done, I'm not doing it anymore? Or am I confused?
No, he never said
that. Am I confusing him with Elton John?
Yeah, he never said, I'm done. No, Bruce is not.
Oh.
And he did an album, and they were going to travel with the whole E Street Band. And
right.
And then COVID hit, and then they couldn't. But I think in 2021, he's going to, I'm hoping he's going to travel, hit the road.
You know, I know you love Bruce Springsteen, and he's great and all, but I am today buying tickets to see Kenny Loggins.
I know.
Robin and I are driving out to the Canyon Club to get our Kenny tickets.
Really?
So
you have to go.
I don't want to brag, but I will be seeing Kenny.
Right.
Probably some decent seats.
Yeah.
Because they're available.
Yeah. The Canyon Club.
I want to try to get Kenny Loggins on our show.
Like, well, that's your night. Why don't you go and talk to him? Why don't you work your way backstage?
Get backstage and just be like, Steph, listen, you want to do a little For Crying Out Loud podcast? Like, advertise your show with a big fan?
My of time.
I'd be so excited. Yeah. Remember, well, we had Sean Cassidy on.
I know, right? Why can't we get him?
Nobody really cared because he talked about, like, his show. And we're like, enough about Emerald City.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's talk more about us.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh.
He
was great. Yeah. The Foo Fighters are playing soon too.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know.
I'd like to go see them.
That would be really fun.
Yeah. I'd like to take Sunny to see them. But
remember we did a Patreon once
about Dave Grohl.
Oh my God, that's back in the vault.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
also the one where you, like, spoiled a music video with Paul Thomas Anderson.
That's right.
That was my favorite.
What was the band?
Radiohead.
Oh, Radiohead.
Oh, my God. That was one of the worst moments to relive. I was driving home from my brother's house, and I had talked about it on the regular show.
Yeah.
I thought it was a Patreon.
No, it was the regular show. I was bragging that they had come to use my house for a video for Radiohead, but the point of the story was that Paul Thomas Anderson was directing it,
right?
Which apparently was a huge secret. I thought, well, that's the not secret part, and then I had signed a non-disclosure at the end of the video, but I had taken a video of the guy Tom York in our house, and then the non-disclosure guy, I was like, when I had to sign the thing, I said, oh, well, you know, I did take a video and put it on Facebook. And he was like, okay, you need to take that down immediately. And I was like, oh, okay, sorry. So I took it down. And then, but then I talked about it on the podcast.
Right.
And then it went freaking viral.
I know. That's so crazy.
And then John was like, oh, shit, Steph.
Yeah.
Like, this is everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Host of podcast For Crying Out Loud. And I was like, oh, my God. We had to pull over the car. I was freaking out so bad. And I was like, Gary.
Yeah.
Take it down. Take it down. I'm going to get sued.
Right.
It was on every website.
Yeah, I know. It was crazy. It's weird how that story got picked up. So, like,
I know
you think, like, oh, all right, it's like a little story, maybe Rolling Stone or something. I don't know. But now, you know, everybody was everywhere.
Yeah. And I just didn't know people cared. And then in the story that I was telling, I was like, Radiohead. I don't really care about that band.
Right.
I can only think of one of their songs.
Right.
But Paul Thomas Anderson,
now that's cool. That's a big deal.
Yeah. And then people were like, oh, my God, she said they're a sucky band.
Right. Well, didn't you not recognize Paul? At first?
Yeah,
He looked familiar.
He looked familiar.
Right.
And I was like, I feel like I know you. Well, he's standing in my living room and he was introduced as Paul.
Right.
And he's directing a music video for Radiohead. I'm not thinking he's a famous movie director.
Right.
So I'm like, my neighbors across the street were the ones who said, do you want to do this? Whatever. I was like, I feel like I know you. And then he said he was a director. I go, have you directed anything else besides music videos? And he's like, uh-huh, yeah, I've directed some movies. And I was like, oh, good for you. I was like, I did the typical anything I would have heard of. And he's like, There will be blood. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I had to sit there and go, oh, yeah, okay, I know who you are. And then I'm texting. I go text. I was like, fucking Paul Thomas Anderson is in our house right now. And John was like, what? And I was like trying to take a picture of him. And then I'm like, yeah, I was all excited. But then I had to keep it cool. But before that, before I had said, maybe have you directed anything else? I said, do your kids play basketball at like Balboa? You know? And he's like, no.
It's like when Helen Paradise met Charlie Sheen. I don't know. What have you done? I've done some movies. Well, you might have known my daughter. She does some movies. Yeah. What movies have you done? Well, Hot Shots, Part 1, Part 2, Platoon. She's like, I don't really know any of those movies. Maybe I do. I don't know. He loved it.
That's hilarious.
I know. And Wendy and my brother were like, oh, my God, how embarrassing. But, yeah.
Okay. Well, anywho's, this has been really fun, but do you own or rent your home?
I sure do.
Well, I bet it can be hard work, but you know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. So go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com.
Nice.
And before we completely go, don't forget about Basic Becky at justbasicbecky.com or Basic Becky on Facebook. She can make you a t-shirt, mm-hmm. whatever you want. You want the scene from
Goodfellas?
Mm-hmm. What are you looking over here? You looking over here? Like, what do you want from me? You want that? You just send her, go, hey, I want this picture on a t-shirt. She'll do it.
Right.
You have a funny saying between friends and you want to send your friend a funny t-shirt, go to Basic Becky.
That's not, and they're sure her shirts are soft and comfy.
Yeah. Also, you need a new podcast to listen to. How about the Bittersweet Life podcast? If you've ever dreamt about just like changing everything, mm-hmm. and moving overseas, starting over in Rome.
Yeah.
These girls have done it. So
it's inspiring.
Yeah, Katie and Tiffany, they host this podcast. They have fun guests. They have inspiring content, the Bittersweet Life podcast. And Michaela Brennan, she helps us out by doing charities.
Yes.
And you know what? Equality California is an awesome charity. They do all sorts of LGBT stuff, trans kids, mm-hmm. gay and lesbian kids. They help fight lawsuits. They do a lot of stuff. So look them up, Equality California, if you want a great charity. And last but not least, Sylvia
Berlin
with Berlin Team Homes with REMAX Coastal Homes. They serve the OC. If you're looking to be one of them Real Housewives of the OC, email her at Sylvia, S-I-L-V-I-A, at BerlinTeamHomes.com, CADRE0198860. And that's it.
Okay.
Thanks,
well,
everybody.
Thank you, everybody. And thank you, Kaylin.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.